Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we continue part four of the four-part series titled, Coping with Difficult Days.
Difficult day with a whole lot of challenges. I'm telling you, you better stop. Come to yourself. Recall the promises of God have to deal with this. Point number two was when you find yourself in difficult days, number one, you recall the promise of God, and then the promises of God, which have to do with the situation or the challenge that you're faced with. And point number two is simple, the peace of God. The peace of God. Receive God's peace. Why do I say receive it? Because it's always offered. You can have peace in the midst of any problem if you just receive it. It's there. God says, I know that's going on. Tell you what, cast that care over me and you receive peace. No, I'd rather just hold on to this one because, you know, I'm just going to hold on to this one. Why don't you just receive the peace? If God offers you a gift, all you got to do is receive it. And sometimes, I mean, you physically have to say out of your mouth right now, I receive peace. It's all good. It's all right. God, I don't know how you're going to work it out, but one thing I do know, I can't work it out. And I'm not going to carry it. You said give it to you, so here you go. I ain't going to worry about it. And you, when you give the trouble to him, then you can receive the peace again. People may say you're irresponsible. They might say not paying attention. I say, you know what? I'm not worried about it. I don't care about it. And I'm not thinking about it. Because if I think about it, it's going to grow. If I care about it, the Lord can't take it. If I worry about it, I'm going to get despair. So why would I want to do any of those? But that's exactly what people think you should do and think something's wrong with you. It's a good thing when you can look at somebody and say, I don't care. What do you mean you don't care? I don't care. Don't you care? No, I don't care. I'm trying to have peace. I can't carry care and have peace. Oh, but they're going to do this tomorrow. They say they're going to fire you. They're going to lay you off. I don't care. What do you mean you don't care about your job? What are you going to do? The Lord supplies my needs. If I'm just and I haven't done anything wrong, it's not going to help to carry care. All that's going to do is push faith away and push my peace away. If I don't recall the word of God in which I must have faith, and then I won't keep my peace. And I've got to have my peace because I got to be able to hear God. In case God says, go talk to that person. If God says, go head that person off. If God says, just rest, I got this one. You can't hear that when you're all tensed and nervous and upset because you're carrying all the care and you don't have the peace. Anybody who's got a bunch of care does not have peace. And that small, still voice, the direction of God, can only be received when you're at peace. Because he's not shouting and screaming. That's the devil doing all that hollering. God's pretty much like, peace be still. Watch the Lord move. Meditate the word. Regain your peace. Go get a promise. If there be anything good, lovely, pure, virtue, any praise, think on that. Point number one, you have to recall God's promise in the midst of a difficult day. Then you have to receive God's peace. And point number three, you have to reclaim God's power. We had looked over there last week. Colossians 1:11 Amplified says, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power. We pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory. How am I going to be strengthened with power? You don't understand. If people are coming against me, my enemies are arrayed against me. How can I be? I'm going to be strengthened with power according to his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. They didn't tell you be strong. Be strong in your power because you're totally convinced you don't have the ability to deal with it. You're a nervous wreck. You can't deal with it. You already know you can't deal with it. So you just say, I can't deal with it. I'm casting on him. I'm going to get my peace. I have a promise, and I'm going to be strong in the power of his might because I believe in his might. Is anything too difficult for God? Is anything too difficult for God? I've seen God fix bad marriages. I've seen God fix people's bodies right on the deathbed. I've seen God do all kinds of things. I'm confident nothing is too difficult for him, but things are difficult to people who won't live by faith. Why? Because faith is trust in God. If we don't trust in God, we trust in ourselves. We see all our inabilities. We see all our frailties and all our weaknesses. But if we can trust in God and say, you know what? I'm not able. In my own strength, I can't do it. I really can't. But in the strength of the Lord, I can do all things. So I have to put my strength aside and trade it for His strength if I want to win in life. When the battle's there and the day is difficult and the enemies are arrayed against you and it looks like you're not going to make it, you got to look and say, they in trouble. Because they got to deal with God. God, you take this one. And then you just step back, stay in the Word, stay in faith, and say, the Lord delivers me. And watch and see how many times all that the devil said he's going to do to you never comes to pass. Or get in, worry, get upset, and watch everything you prophesied come to pass that was negative. Watch it. That's how it works. Revelation from God. The power of life and death are in the tongue. And out of abundance of heart, a man speaks. And what you meditate gets abundantly in your heart. It starts with what you think. As a man thinketh, so is he. And the Bible even goes clear. We don't say the rest of it, but it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Lord delivers me. And watch and see how many times all that the devil said he's going to do to you never comes to pass. Or get in, worry, get upset, and watch everything you prophesied come to pass that was negative. Watch it. That's how it works. Revelation from God. The power of life and death are in the tongue. And out of abundance of heart, a man speaks. And what you meditate gets abundantly in your heart. It starts with what you think. As a man thinketh, so is he. And the Bible even goes clear. We don't say the rest of it, but it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How did you get to thinking if it in your heart? I ended up thinking it in my heart because I first thought it in my head, and I have to check, where did the thought come from? And what will the thought produce? Remember, if you don't like turnips in your life, if you see a turnip thought come, don't plant it in your heart. Don't meditate it. Undo it with a carrot thought or whatever else you want. Oh, you're never going to make it. Oh, yes, I am. I make it. The Lord calls me to triumph again and again. Every time, Jeremy, I always win. I'm a winner and I always win. And I always will win. Because of me? No, I know who my God is. And my God causes me to triumph. It's not my strength. It's not my power. My God causes me to triumph. And if you have faith in God, it's easy to say, you know what? Yeah, it's going to get done. Because it's really hard to believe you can do it because you know you can't do it. You know you can't control yourself. You know you're not as organized as me. You know you don't always think the right thought. You know, you got to give all that over to the Lord and say, I can do this. Stop saying you can't and say, I know I can't, but it doesn't matter. I can. There's a whole lot of people that can't. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that's something I can do. You change your mouth and you go from death to life in your mouth. Begin to say, I can. I'm well able. We can take the land. I don't care what we look like in their eyes. It's irrelevant because God is with us. So who can be against us? Who can prevail against us? Who can stop you if God is with you? Now, God's always wanting to be with you, just sometimes we don't want to be with Him. And that's where the problem comes in. Right now, God, you step off. I'm going to handle this one in my flesh. And we find out the flesh is weak. That which can be done in the spirit can't be done in the flesh. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So if the spirit's willing, why not do it in the spirit? Why not cast it over and use a spiritual means? God, I'm casting this. I can't do anything else about it. You take care of this for me. Meanwhile, just give me your peace and I'll receive the peace. Recall God's promises. This is a message you have to remember because all of us have challenging days. You don't have to have difficult days, but you may have difficult days. And on the way to your progress in God, before you get where you're a master and you just flow and you just got it, I have difficult days sometimes. And when I have difficult days, I got to come to myself and recall a promise of God. I got to realize that I got to get my peace back, because right now it's starting to get stirred up in my faith. I feel it draining out of me. And before long, I'm going to be saying negative stuff. I got to get my peace back. Recall the promise of God. Get your peace back. And then say, it's not me who can win this. God can win it. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I trust in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I don't question that. I can take it on when I know God's with. David did not go fight Goliath in his strength. I can take care of this. He said, how dare you defy the armies of the living God? My God has delivered me from the lion. He's delivered me from the bear. And surely my God, His strength, His power, His might shall deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. They said Goliath is like 10, 11 feet tall. Like tall as a basketball hoop. David was, they said, a small ruddy kid, small ruddy red-haired kid. And him standing against him, everybody knew, what can you do against him? David knew he could do against him, but David was the perfect example of totally not thinking about his strength. He said, the Lord hath delivered me from the lion. He had faith in God that we forget sometimes. And when we forget faith in God and put faith back in ourselves, we know the truth is, I can't do, I can't, it's too much, I can't, I just can't. I know I can't, I'm convinced I can't. We're all, I'm convinced you can't too. Everybody's convinced you can't. We know you can't. I can't either. None of us can. The flesh is weak. But can God do it is the question. Yeah, God can do it. You think He will? You know He's able. You think He will? I will that you prosper. I will that you be in help. Would it prosper me to learn how to deal with my finances? Yeah. Well, in that case, I can do it. Would it bring God glory if I deal properly with my money? Would it bring God glory if I become the head, not the tail? Well, I'll see how I can do it then. Because I can do it in His strength, because it's His will. I got to play my part. I have to read the book. I have to talk to the people to help me. I have to look at my finances, but I can do it because I can do all things through Christ. It's good to have good Christian fellowship with people of faith to stir you up. Because, see, we all fight in that same faith fight, and we all get faced with the opportunity to be discouraged. And it's good we got other people when you're not to yourself to bring you back to yourself. Oh, you're going to make it. You remember you told me God said you was going to do that. You're going to make it. Yeah, He did say that, didn't He? You know, the Lord's got favor. Look where He's delivered you. Remember the lion? Yeah, yeah. Remember the bear? Yeah. Well, why are you worried about this one? The Lord hadn't changed. He's still just, He was almighty then. He's almighty now. There's nothing the devil can throw at you that you can't handle. Yeah, that's right. Then you get back in faith and you win. It's our faith, which is the victory that overcomes the world and all the worldliness in it. It overcomes. It overcomes. It rules over the top of it. Your faith. All Satan wants from you of your faith. If he can steal your faith, he's got your goods. Recall the promise of God. Receive God's peace. Reclaim God's power.
Today's message has been titled, Coping with Difficult Days, Part 4.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete